Clarion Books and Harper Audio present The Snowy Owl Scientist by Mark Wilson, read by the author. A note before we begin. To see beautiful photos and more information about these amazing birds, download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/snowyowlscientist. For my parents, Faith and Frank, who instilled in me a love for wild places and the plants and animals who lived there. Chapter 1. Gear Up. Everything is harder in the Arctic, says the snowy owl researcher Denver Holt. He's standing in the entryway of his rented apartment, pulling on his heavy parka with a fur-trimmed hood, thick rubber hip boots, double-layered mittens, and knit hat as he dresses for work. The calendar says July 4. Outside, it feels like March back at Denver's home in Montana. He's not complaining, just stating a fact. Getting dressed for an outdoor foray takes longer when you are on Alaska's North Slope in the Arctic town of Utqiagvik, especially when you drive an all-terrain vehicle into a 38-degree Fahrenheit, 3 degrees Celsius morning, with a sharp wind off the Chukchi Sea. Denver lumbers out the door, throws his loaded day pack onto his ATV, and fires up the engine. Gravel crunches under the big knobby balloon tires as he rolls up Ula Street. We're heading out for a day of surveying snowy owl nests, or the nests of Utpik, as the Inupiat call snowy owls. Lucky me, I get to accompany Denver on his rounds and capture the photographs you see in this book. We drive past a few Inupiat standing by their houses wearing T-shirts, or at most a long-sleeve shirt. This is summer for residents who have endured a long, sunless winter of sub-zero temperatures and lots of wind. They know what real cold is, and on this morning, it's nowhere to be found. I follow the dust plume. Denver's ATV kicks up, driving a beat-up rented pickup truck with window cranks that don't work and a windshield wearing a spiderweb of cracks. Gravel roads in the Arctic get to your windshield sooner or later. We head south, out of town, and the road soon passes through a sweep-to-the-horizon plain of grasses, sedges, lichens, and ground-hugging flowers. From a distance, tundra looks like an endless lumpy lawn, with mounds mushrooming up here and there. Hidden several inches, several centimeters, below the plant life is frozen soil called permafrost. Trees don't grow here. Cold, windy winters restrict plants from growing upward, keeping them low, creeping, and stunted. We park on the shoulder of a hardly maintained gravel road with numerous ruts cradling expansive puddles. Denver dismounts his ATV as if he's getting off a horse. He hoists his pack, and we step off the roadbed onto soft tundra in an area called Utqiagvik, which translates to the place where snowy owls are hunted. Walking this terrain is easy on the knees, but tough on the leg muscles. It's kind of like walking across a giant sponge in slow motion while wearing big boots. Slightly bouncy, fun, and tiring, all at the same time. Add water to the tundra sponge, and the walking turns to slogging. Slower yet, and even more tiring. But still fun. We are about to cross the territory of a pair of nesting Pomeranian Jaegers. Pronounced Jaeger. Big, powerful, fast-flying birds that resemble a cross between a gull and a hawk. They have a dark cap that looks like an executioner's hood. And as we soon learn, it's an apt fashion statement, that dark cap. The Jaegers don't want us in their nesting territory. Here comes one now.
Ear, ear, ear,
warns the Jaeger shrilly. At least we can hear him coming. Denver ducks as the Jaeger veers at him, then peels away at the last second. But the barrel-chested male comes at us again, this time from behind. Denver keeps walking, covering his head with both of his gloved hands. The Jaeger swings wide and rapidly approaches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?